This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Okay, we got a little echo going on. Daniel, we got an echo. Thank you, Daniel. All right, sorry, guys. I was told to do the Facebook Live holding it horizontal, so I'm sorry if I'm sideways. I mean, I always go sideways. It doesn't look like I'm looking quite correctly at the camera, but that's okay. All right, so we got a lot to talk about. You know, I was at Walmart the other day, and you started seeing everybody kind of run around, you know, getting all excited about Father's Day. And I know we're a little early. We're in June, which is my birthday month, by the way, so very, very cool. And best month ever, can I just say that? And so the big problem I have with Father's Day is I watch the moms and I watch the kids go and do it wrong. I mean, they're all about, okay, you know, go get dad a tool. Or go get dad a tie, or, oh, we got to buy this for the barbecue. And no, you guys are doing Father's Day all wrong. All right, now, I know many of the guys out there are like, you know, Dahlia, we don't need your help. Okay, you know, we could defend ourselves. No, you can't defend yourselves. Okay, what do you think the wives are planning right now for Father's Day? A barbecue. Or the family coming over. Oh, we're going to have a great day. I'm going to invite my father and my mother. We'll have all the cousins. Do you think dad wants to celebrate his Father's Day like that? And this is why I'm such an expert on the subject. So I used to run into the room and wake up my dad. And I'm like, Daddy, Father's Day, Father's Day, happy Father's Day. You're like, oh, leave me alone. Let's leave. Girl, leave me alone. You're so stupid. And it was like, leave me alone. And that's when I realized dads want to be left alone. Okay, think about it. How many dads want a day that puts them in the spotlight? Men don't want to be in the spotlight. I love being in the spotlight. I'm like, hey, everybody, day, look at me, day. But no, guys don't like that. The last thing they want is a day where all the attention is on them. Guys like to kind of, you know, lay low. So the whole concept of Father's Day, that doesn't make any sense. And then, what does everybody plan? Well, you know, like I said, they plan the barbecue and everybody coming over. So let me ask you something. Who is in charge of cleaning out the backyard in the heat during the summer for the barbecue? Well, you know, my husband cleans out the backyard. And who cleans up the dog poop? Well, my husband has to do that. And then who has to clean the lawn furniture? Well, my husband does that. Who has to cut the plants? Well, my husband does that. Who needs to cook? Well, you know, so basically you have just committed your husband to doing a whole crap load of work, you know? And then who has to clean up afterwards? Well, usually dad. Now, this is funny. The grill. Okay. A lot of guys are like, oh, well, I got a grill. No. Guys, we're on to you. Okay, my husband and I race to the grill when it comes time to barbecue or people coming over. Because when you're at the grill, well, one is I just love meat. I love the smell of meat. I love flipping burgers and hot dogs, steak. I just love being around meat. But if my husband beats me to the grill, then he's committed to the grill. So who now is on sunscreen duty? Who now is on, well, you got to watch your kids? Who has to answer the phone? I do. Who has to grab somebody a beer? I don't want to do all that. I want to be on the grill. So I guess if you want to do your hubby a solid, sorry, there's my hand, I would let him take the grill. So now what should you do? All right. Well, what are you guys buying for dad for Father's Day? What are you getting him? Well, we're going to get him a tie. Guys don't like to wear ties. I mean, yeah, maybe they need a tie for work. Okay, I get that. But they don't like wearing ties. It's restrictive. Well, I'm going to buy them some cologne. Guys don't want to smell all perfumey. That's a girl thing. Guys will wear cologne for us, but they want to smell like guys. All right? I mean, us women, too. I mean, I don't really like always smelling like rose petals and fruit and I don't know what the hell, you know, perfume now smells of. So, I mean, I want to smell like chocolate. I want to smell like steak. I want to smell like barbecue. That's what I want to smell like. And then a lot of you guys will get Dad a tool. A tool? What, don't give him something that reminds him that he has to do housework. So what do most dads want? What do most... Okay, well, porn. No. We're talking about what you, your kids can't go to Walmart and buy porn. What do most dads want? They want some time off. They want to be left alone. So, and I'm not saying that derogatorily. It just, they don't get a day off a lot of times. So what I would do is get the kids out of the house. Get the in-laws out of the house, okay? Sorry, I'm having a little issue with my Facebook Live. This is crazy. Okay, sorry about that. And I would let him have a morning off. And then, if it is time, if let's say you have to celebrate with your dad, why don't you separate it? Why don't you do a brunch with dad and then maybe a dinner with hubby? Or just celebrate them on different days. And then in terms of a gift, you know, dads kind of, you know, they kind of like to get their own thing. You know, get him a gift certificate. With my hubby, if I try to buy him something, I'm always wrong. Underwear. Never buy a guy underwear. Guys don't want the underwear. What do you do with that? Guys, that's not a gift. They want something good. They want like a gadget. They want like a new phone. They want get them like beers from around the world. Get them like a subscription for like beers from around the world, something like that. Get them some good wine. Get them something they like. You know, that they really like, not what they need. Everybody buys gifts what you need. I mean, if my husband went to get me something I need, it would be a stool softener. That's not a gift. Get me something I want. Like a, I don't know, like all the latest Michael Fassbender videos, right? Movies on video. I don't know. But, you know, Father's Day is an important day. We love our dads. I love my daddy. I miss my daddy. My daddy's no longer here. And when he said, oh, limilo lech lecha, you know, he was wiser than we know, right? You know, he was telling me, if you want to please a man, leave him alone. And I guess that's why it works with Corey and me. All right. Any other advice I could give you guys? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Sounds like the Senate is now going to hear from people who are in pain and are getting a little tired of not getting their pain medicine. So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about the latest on the measles numbers and then what's also going on in terms of healthcare. So don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Doc Dali, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dali and on Facebook, The Dr. Dali Show. So they're saying that a Senate committee is focusing on the pain sufferers that are getting denied painkillers amid the opiate crisis. Can I just say it is about flipping time? Now, I know this, my opinion, and my stance on this confuses people. I'm a doctor, and I do not want people to die of opioid overdose, hands down, all right? I want us to curb the illegal smuggling of opioids, the overuse, the inability for people to get care when they are addicted and, not having enough resources to help get them off their addiction. So I am for all that. But what I am against is a political frenzy to try to get more votes and look like they're doing something, and a very, very half-assed way of addressing a problem such that you have a lot of casualties and innocent people caught in the crossfire. And that's what's happening with a lot of, you know, people who have real pain. And I'm hearing time again, they can't get a prescription. And we knew as doctors that, and medical professionals, that once you started making laws threatening to go after our license, that a bunch of us would say, oh, hell no, I'm not touching it. And some of you might be saying, well, you know, Dr. Dahl, you guys had a choice. You chose yourself over patients. Well, you're right. I mean, we spend our whole careers being unselfish, putting ourselves at risk, doing things for free. You know, lawyers can bill hours. They could bill, you know, for postage. They could bill for letters. We do so much stuff for free all the time. And then we're exposing ourselves to your sickness. And then we're bringing it home to our kids. We're not spending time with our kids to take care of you. But the one thing that we can't give up is our license. I am no good to you as a doctor if I can't practice medicine. So the second I pick up a threat that I could be possibly out of the medical field because one prescription goes wrong, I got to choose my license. I can't help you guys if I'm not healthy. Right? You know, they always say that. They go, you know, don't be a, if there's like a big, you know, emergency or a disaster, don't become a victim. You are no good to anybody becoming a victim. You need to be out there and help, so be smart. Don't run into a, you know, building on fire, because it helps nobody you being on fire. And then some people say, well, Dr. Dahlia, you're being overly dramatic. There's no way you're going to lose your license over one opiate prescription. Actually, yes. The way a lot of these laws are written, absolutely, I'm at risk. And my risk is very relevant to you, because this is why so many of you can't get a prescription. You're like, I don't understand that. The laws aren't that restrictive. Well, you see, that's the art of law. The law could sound so, I don't know, so benign. Oh, you know, in an attempt to, you know, decrease opioid overuse, you know, we are requesting that all doctors do X, Y, and Z, you know, and blah, 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 blah. And, you know, failure to do so could result in a sanction, you know, or fine, or disciplinary action, blah, 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 or loss of license at the tail end of all that. So you start reading it, and it sounds all beautiful and, you know, cotton candy and Care Bears and rainbows. But, you know, when you're a doctor and you read this, you go, whoa, 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 whoa. If one person overdoses and dies, and I'm the one that wrote the prescription, a lawyer could technically take this law, take this bill, and rip me a new one. So then we get scared. I mean, most of us aren't in pain management. Most of us are in primary care. And I don't have the time, I don't have the staff, I don't have the effort to stop everything and go, okay, whoa, 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 wait a second. I gave a patient a prescription for a cracked tooth and gum abscess. Can somebody call him now that we're at the 10-day mark to see if he decided to take my Lortab and then double down and triple down to the point where now he's asking people for fentanyl? I don't have that time. I don't have that ability, but if that happens, I'm in trouble. So the path of least resistance is saying, to hell with this, I'm done. I'm out of it. So now there are doctors who were prescribing pain medications for so many of their patients, and the office is like, I'm sorry, we don't do those anymore. I'm sorry, you're going to have to find yourself a new doctor. You're going to have to find yourself a new pain management doctor. And patients will threaten. They'll be like, well, I'll go find a new doctor. And the average doctor is so overwhelmed. They're like, that's fine. Because then there's less of a chance for me to get in trouble with my medical board. The second you threaten our license, and the politicians knew that. They knew that. Doctors will buckle in a heartbeat if we think our license is at stake, because it took us decades to get that license. No one's going to give it up. It doesn't matter you're swearing, I'm here to help patients, I'm here to, you know, ease their pain, I'm here to make them feel better. Your vow is to do no harm, and your vow is to, you know, take care of patients to the best of your ability. And if you want to manage their diabetes or their heart disease or sew them up or set their fracture, and you don't want to worry about losing your whole job and your whole career, you're going to choose the former. So a veteran Tennessee Republican lawmaker is holding hearings to hear from sufferers of debilitating pain who in the last 2 years have reported being forcibly tapered down or outright abandoned by doctors who have been treating them. The senator said he is determined to expand the focus on opioids. At the same time, other federal state officials have begun to acknowledge that many doctors are taking drastic and medically dangerous steps out of fear of being targeted by authorities in the current anti-opioid climate. This is being reported by Fox News. So now public health experts are calling this a pain crisis. Numerous patients across the country are being undertreated for intense pain. And so, as I said before, we got a lot of people considering suicide. So Senator Lamar Alexander chairs the Upper Chamber's Health Committee, is putting a spotlight on a critical side of the debate, and is saying as we address the opioid crisis, we must keep in mind the millions of Americans who are in chronic pain. And that's so true. You know, we pick a political side, and we think it's going to be the most popular. And I don't think the general public who is about to vote in this next election wanted this as a result of the opioid crisis. Now, the parents of kids who killed themselves with opiates, yeah, they want something done, and I don't blame them. If I lost a child to an opiate overdose, I don't see how I could ever recover from that. But the majority of people want to still have access to their medications. And the majority of people don't want to be victims of a problem that they really may not be a part of. See, that's the thing. You know, people can make laws, you know, like some people, they don't know where they stand on the abortion crisis. They're like, okay, well, you know, don't use my tax money. And then other people are like, well, I don't notice the tax money. So some people feel more distant from the abortion crisis issue or from the, you know, illegal immigration issue. But with the pain issue, no, that's going to affect you tomorrow at 9 a.m. when you go to your doctor for treatment for your back pain. So now all of a sudden we have all these new laws that are affecting you personally, and we're talking very personal. You might not be able to sleep. You might be crying in pain because legislators and boards are trying to tackle a problem that the majority of the cases has to do with illegal fentanyl and synthetic drugs and mixing of drugs. We are going to have to do something. Well, I don't want people dropping dead. I don't want people getting a hold of things. I don't want people being undereducated on what these medications could do. But there are people out there that need their pain medication. They say chronic pain patients number 50 million. Half of them are on prescription opioids. Yet who are the majority of the drug overdose victims? The majority of the drug overdose victims are black market opioids. Heroin, black tar heroin, fentanyl. So, good for them. I'm glad they're going to do something. 1-877-DOLLY.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The President and First Lady Melania Trump have some downtime before tonight's formal state banquet in Great Britain. Queen Elizabeth is hosting the affair at Buckingham Palace. With more on the President's trip to the UK, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Earlier today, Queen Elizabeth gave the Trumps a tour of parts of Buckingham Palace. News photographers capturing the group viewing the Queen's vast royal collection of gifts and historical memorabilia. The President and First Lady also had a private lunch with the Queen as they begin a three-day state visit.
The House on Monday is expected to pass a massive disaster aid bill. After weeks of delays, President Trump is expected to sign the roughly $19 billion bill that covers states impacted by hurricanes, floods, and wildfires. Three separate Republicans voted down unanimous consent votes that were put forth by Democratic leaders last week. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, you know, there has been a lot of controversy over the Aladdin movie. I don't know if you guys saw this. I loved it. I absolutely loved it. And for those of you guys just kind of getting a little back into the loop of things, Aladdin was a movie that came out in the 90s. It was a Disney cartoon. One of my favorites because nobody died in it. You know, usually with Disney movies, a parent dies, like Nemo's mom died, and Lion King Mufasa dies, Bambi, the mom dies. So usually in these these Disneyland movies, the mom dies. And we talked about why. Apparently Walt Disney lost his mom, felt responsible because he had bought her a house, and then there was something wrong with the furnace, so he sent his guys down there, I think in the 30s, to, you know, fix it, his crew. And I guess the crew might have done a half-assed job. The house goes on fire a few days later, or later that night. She lives, but she never recovers fully, ends up dying, and so he felt responsible somehow. Well, in Aladdin, I was wrong. Apparently, the mom of Jasmine had died. You don't see it happen. Like in Mufasa, you actually see Mufasa killed. I don't know why kids' movies you have to see a parent die, but it wasn't that he was trying to make a political, Walt Disney wasn't trying to make a political statement with moms dying. It just, that was his way of dedicating or probably dealing with the pain and the guilt of his mom dying. Not that it was his fault, but he just thinks that he, you know, when he sent people to fix, he put her in the house, he sent people to fix the furnace, just, you know, the cascade of events, she ends up dying, he feels responsible, and that was his way of coping with it. And you know, obviously it worked, because he was able to make the happiest place on Earth, Disneyland, Euro Disney, Disney Japan, Disney World, but, you know, that's why in the movies we always have to see children who are either orphaned, like Aladdin was orphaned, or somebody lost their mom, like Jasmine. So, you think in there, okay, good, all right, we could be politically free, you know, for a moment. But Aladdin was one of my favorite movies. I just, you know, love the whole Middle Eastern culture, and I love the music, I love the clothes, I love the food. You know, it's a beautiful movie. You know, so then they make a remake of the cartoon using real people. And Will Smith played the genie, and there was a lot of, you know, criticism, and, you know, already, you know, thumbs down reviews before the movie even got out there. And I was even a little skeptical, because I'm like, nobody can replace Robin Williams. And the fact that they want to try to replace Robin Williams insults me, you know. But then you realize, wait a second, what better way to honor Robin Williams, who played the genie in the original cartoon, then to make a movie and crush it? Well, Will Smith crushed it. It was awesome. Will Smith did a fantastic job. But what they did this time with this movie, which is, I guess, what drew some controversy, is they made Jasmine a role. Jasmine, the princess, they made her more of a hero in the movie and empowered her, made her a very modern sort of woman. Now, in political times. And so they even gave her old song. Right? She's not going to stand silent anymore. She's going to talk. And then she actually gets to, you know, rise to political power. And from what we're understanding, that didn't really go well. That really wasn't taken well, you know, by certain groups. Some also thought that it was perpetuating stereotypes of the Middle East as being violent, as being, you know, and I, you know, again, you know, you can't, despite our backgrounds, you know, you can't disagree with somebody who feels wronged or discriminated against unless you are 100% in their shoes. So I'm not there to debate that. But I got to tell you, you walk out of watching Aladdin and you're like, oh my gosh, I love the culture. I can't wait to go to the Middle East. I mean, you know, an appreciation. You know, that same thing happened to me with Book of Mormon. I saw the Book of Mormon. I left the Book of Mormon loving the LDS, the, you know, Church of Latter-day Saints, the whole religion even more than I ever did. And, you know, people would say the Book of Mormon was discriminatory, it was, demeaning, I walked out of there and I called my Mormon friends going, I didn't realize how you put your lives on the line when you went on your mission. God bless you. And so, on one end, something could be taken as, you know, insulting, but then on the other end, it really kind of gives you a prism into what these people deal with. And so if a show or a movie is done right, it could actually help your cause It can actually help your culture. And maybe I have a bias towards more cultural things. I love, going to San Diego, and I forget, what's that street where it's very, it's not like a Chinatown, but it's Hispanic and a whole bunch of Latino culture. My husband would know. I think it's near San Diego. And then, I love Chinatown and San Francisco. I love going to, Thai restaurants or Vietnamese restaurants. And I love being enveloped. I know I'm in America, but I love kind of being enveloped in the culture. We're going to be going to Europe and I want to go to Germany and I want to go to Amsterdam. And I don't want to find a Bubba Gump or an Outback Steakhouse. I think everybody's country and everybody's culture is beautiful. You know, whether you have political extremism or religious differences, I don't care about that. But I think a lot of us have, there's a lot of beauty to a lot of what we do. Everybody has beauty in their culture. And we're so afraid of insulting anybody that we're trying to blur the lines. You know, we're doing that with men and women. We're trying to avoid saying somebody's a boy, saying somebody's a girl. And I think I understand how you have, you know, many people who are transgender that, you know, could be insulted and they may not find, find themselves conflicted on where they stand. But the funny thing is a lot of people who are transgender. They're like, don't get rid of the boy association or girl association. You know, a lot of times we're doing things and when you ask the people we're trying to do this for, they're like, you guys don't have to do that for us. That, why are you, you know, I mean, if you have, let's say, a model and she's modeling girl clothes and she's curvy and she's wearing a floral dress, you know, and you want to accent a more feminine side of things, although to me, feminine is football, you know, and beer and steak. Okay, I consider myself feminine and I like all that, but I get, but sometimes that's just what, you know, sometimes, you know, that's that, there's a beauty to that. There's a beauty to the female body. There's a beauty to the male body. Testosterone has its benefits. Estrogen has its benefits. Motherly moms, you know, a mom breastfeeding her baby. That's a beautiful thing. Yet some people find that insulting and they find it discriminatory. They find it biased. They find it sexist. They find it chauvinistic. But I mean, in nature, that's why women have breasts. We're supposed to breastfeed. So I don't think we're ever going to figure this out, because while we try to be so politically correct and while we try to not insult others, we actually are being more and more insulting, stamping on people's cultures, you know, not allowing them to have the access. We talk about this with zoos. I want animals to be free if they want to be, you know, but I also want animals treated well, and I don't want them killed by other animals if they don't have to. And if an aquarium in a zoo allows people to appreciate an animal and gain a love for an animal, which I think they do, I think that's a good thing. If the zoo or the retreat, you know, abuses the animals, that's a bad thing. Don't let that happen then. But in order for us to get appreciation of things, we need exposure. And everything can't be the same. And an exposure to different cultures or different things, I think, helps. That's just me. 1-877 Doc Sally.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
As I walk along, I wonder what went wrong. We are back on Dr. Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a mom has died from cancer. She had stage 2 breast cancer when she was diagnosed, the time of diagnosis. And she opted for a vegan diet instead of having chemotherapy. And she ends up, unfortunately, dying from cancer. She had refused a mastectomy, radiotherapy, chemotherapy, and she refused chemotherapy because she said it was like poisoning your body. She was only 40 years old, and she had a stage 2A triple negative breast cancer. The triple negative cancers are much more vicious than the hormone-sensitive positive cancers that we could treat. And when you hear somebody choose a more natural lifestyle or alternative treatment over medical treatment, I can't blame them 100%. You know, most people are looking at the story going, what was wrong with her? You know, why didn't she do what the doctor said? This is her fault. I feel it's still part our fault as a society as a whole. And whenever, as a doctor, you have a patient that does not want to take your advice, if you have the attitude of, I did all I could, not my fault, you could lose that patient. And I like to put a lot more responsibility on our shoulders than I need to, because I notice every time I do, things start to work out a little better. So now, that doesn't mean the doctors need to be sued or anything like that. Okay, I don't want any lawyers getting all excited. Okay, quit salivating at the mouth on that one. But you have somebody who thought that chemotherapy would poison your body. That's not a very rare, off-the-wall thought. I'm pro-chemotherapy. Any of you guys get cancer, I would tell you to see the hematologist, oncologist right away, do exactly what they say, no ifs, ands, or buts. However, there's a lot of people out there that go, but it kills a lot of your healthy cells. I can't grow hair. It messes with my immune system. My red blood cells drop. My white blood cells drop. Do I really want to do that? And then by definition, yeah, that could be considered poison to the body. But sometimes you need to fight fire with fire. And when you have cancer, depending on which chemotherapeutic agent you use or radiation treatment, I mean, radiation treatment, in a way, you're kind of frying around, you know, the area, frying the cancer cells. Yeah, there's going to be some, you know, innocent bystanders getting, you know, affected from, you know, that radiation treatment. But unfortunately, that just, you can't be perfect. You can't get just the single cancer cells. We're trying for that. We're trying to come up with medications that will only attack the cancer cell and leave every healthy cell alone. We're trying to work on that. That's tricky. Cancer's smart. Cancer's chaotic. So why do I feel as a society or as a medical community we're at fault when somebody decides to go vegan to fight their cancer? Well, look at the education we put out there. We tell everybody to eat the fruits and vegetables and boost their immune system, which is right. But then we tell them that the chemotherapy is going to decrease their immune system. So if they're like, well, then I'm going to go with my fruits and vegetables. I'm going to use my body's immune system to fight this. Well, if that's what we taught them, can we really blame ourselves? And then do we, when somebody has cancer, sit down with them? This happened in England. And I don't know how much time the average oncologist in the NHS has time to spend with the patient. But do we have videos? Do we have electron microscopy? Do we have visuals for these patients to see why the cancer does what it does? And why your potassium intake and magnesium intake and folate intake might not be enough to combat that cancer cell? So, I have a friend who recently had cancer and is denying the treatment, denying the radiation and the chemo. And he's a very well-educated patient because he thinks his immune system is kind of what saved him. And so he doesn't want to go through that treatment if he doesn't have to, because he thinks that could worsen it. And I've had a family member, I've had a family member through marriage who, well, the whole family on that side thinks that the chemotherapy is what contributed to the person's death, if they just kind of let his body fight it naturally. But I'm telling you guys right now, I've seen cancer. I would not take that roll of dice when it, I would not roll the dice on it or take that crapshoot when it comes to, is your body going to fight the cancer? I've seen cancer consume people. And I know everybody says, well, you're in bed with the pharmaceutical companies. I'm not in bed with anybody. Okay? That has nothing to do. I don't even know which pharmaceutical company is working on the latest chemotherapy agent. But when I have people come in and say, look, I'm healthy. I've always been healthy, but something's wrong. And then I find that they have stage 4 cancer, metastatic. I'm like, well, you had a healthy immune system and you didn't fight this. So I can't trust a healthy immune system. People who are healthy and never had to go to a doctor in their lives, and I saw the medical records. Their medical records were clean. Would walk in with stage 4 cancer. So eating healthy is imperative. You know, hoping that your immune system, you know, could fight a disease, it's understandable. But the reason why we have chemotherapy agents and radiation treatments and surgery and we have an art when it comes to cancer treatment is because we've had success. And we have a lot of cancer survivors out there. When you ask a cancer survivor what they did to survive, the majority of them will say they had the mastectomy or they had the radiation or they had the chemo. Now, you know, she got to live the life the way she wanted to live. She didn't have to suffer. You know, in her last days, that's a, you know, and you know, in terms of from the treatment, that's admirable. But she was only 40. And then who's to say if it all would have helped anyway? But we have this distrust of medicine and the idea that medicine makes things worse. And it's because we've screwed up with some of our medication treatments. I mean, we've seen, you know, when somebody gets a side effect to a medication, when somebody gets over-medicated, we start brewing this distrust. This whole opioid crisis and the way we talk about it is breeding more distrust for the medical community. Well, they're the ones that poisoned us with these drugs. We're not poisoning you. You have pain, we're giving you something for pain. So there's a lot of fear out there, and there's a lot of theories and conspiracy theories that start to brew, and then we have people go, you want to know what? I'm not going to use the medical community. God gave me my body. God doesn't give me anything I can't handle. He gives me the strength. You know, there's nature. I'm going to use that. But keep in mind, in nature, animals die. Plants die. Sometimes there's no rhyme or reason. And our medicine is to interfere with the course of nature. If we let nature take its course, a lot of us might be dead years before we need to be. So the idea of, well, you know, I don't want to manipulate something. If you want to live, sometimes we do have to manipulate. I've seen people that should have dropped dead of a heart attack years ago that are still alive because they're on their cholesterol medication, because they're taking their daily aspirin, because they have their blood pressure in control, their diabetes in control. And they're living happy, happy lives. So, yes, I get it. Chemotherapy can lower your immune system, and that can be scary. But I am watching another person just fight cancer, and she's doing it beautifully. Not only with the help of prayer and with good eating, but with chemo. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.